A pizza box is alleged to be part of a plot to stymie the investigation into the UK hacking scandal. The jury in Britain's phone hacking trial has heard details of an alleged elaborate but ultimately doomed plan to keep evidence of phone hacking from the police. The prosecution says former News International chief Rebecca Brooks was part of a conspiracy to pervert the course of justice and tried to have emails from a period covering the entire time she was editor of both the News of the World and the Sun newspapers destroyed. Europe correspondent Mary Geeran reports from London.
A media firestorm. That's how Crown Prosecutor Andrew Edis QC described what was happening around July 2007. Soon to follow was the death of a tabloid and Rebecca Brooks's resignation as chief executive of News International. It was a time, the prosecution says, that led to an elaborate but ultimately thwarted conspiracy to conceal evidence. Mr. Edis has told jurors the tabloid security chief launched a plan called Operation Black Hawk, described as a quite complicated and risky operation to protect Brooks and her husband, ultimately leading, it's alleged, to attempts to conceal evidence from police. The prosecutor says Charlie Brooks was recorded on closed-circuit TV, hiding a bag and a laptop beside bins in the underground car park of their London flat, collected later by the tabloid security chief Mark Hanna and taken away. The alleged plan was for the computer and other material to be returned under the guise of a pizza delivery. Jurors were told operatives in the Black Hawk team used code names. Exchanges read out in court included pizza delivered and the chicken is in the pot and broadsword calling Danny Boy, a line, the court was told, from the movie Where Eagles Dare. But in the end, the prosecution says the laptop was discovered by a cleaner and it was passed to police. Rebecca Brooks faces two counts of perverting the course of justice, one to do with materials in her house, the other to do with notebooks. Mr. Edis said on the day after the tabloid's closure was announced, Brooks ordered that seven boxes of notebooks should be taken from the company's archives and delivered to her personal assistant. The prosecutor said it was up to the jury to decide why. Mr. Edis also said Brooks instigated a policy to destroy emails from a period covering her entire editorship of the News of the World and the Sun newspapers. The prosecution also says an iPhone and two iPads belonging to Brooks and her husband have never been found. All four defendants facing charges relating to the alleged cover-up of evidence deny it. The prosecution concluded its opening statement. Then came what was described as a relatively uncommon move at this stage of a trial and a revelation. Timothy Langdale QC, for one of the defendants, Andy Coulson, addressed the court and reminded the jury they'd only heard one side of the story. Mr. Langdale said not only will evidence be presented that the former editor was never party to hacking phones, but that Coulson himself was a victim of hacking by the private detective employed by News of the World, Glenn Mulcair. This is Mary Geeran in London for AM.